For nearly 2 years, the lives of so many of our kids have been disrupted by the pandemic. Yet in 5 weeks, some of our youngest, 5 to 11-year-olds, are set to get their first shot of the COVID Pfizer vaccine before the start of the next school year. Australia's drug regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, has given its provisional approval, as Annie Guest reports.
An ode to joy at the end-of-year piano concert. 8-year-old friends Adelaide Ackroyd and Timmy Bryce are playing a duet. Soon it's holiday time. This one might include an excursion to a vaccination clinic after the TGA gave the green light to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds.
I think that sounds pretty good.
Why is that? Why is that good?
Because if you get, like, vaccine, then it's hard to get COVID.
I like it because normally every time we get a needle, we get, like, a beanie boo.
Yeah, Adelaide, that's you because otherwise you cry because you hate needles.
Adelaide's 9-year-old sister Alice, mum Zoe and dad Brendan are all in favour of the jab.
Actually, I'm quite pleased to hear that there's provisional approval for the vaccine, mainly because at the moment those under 12 age bracket is the most vulnerable age bracket, and a lot of the outbreaks that we're seeing at the moment are actually happening in schools. So for us, it is relief.
What about you, Brendan?
Yeah, I trust the professional medical people, and so if they say it's safe, I believe it's safe.
The Pfizer vaccine has already been given to 4 million children in the United States, giving confidence to immunisation expert and paediatrician, Associate Professor Margie Danshin from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute.
It is just a relief, I think, to be able to protect this age group, even though we know that we haven't seen an increase in the severity of clinical infection in this age group with Delta. We have seen a lot more cases over the last few months and school closures.
And how big a difference will this make to stopping the spread of COVID in the community?
Child-to-child transmission can occur, and of course children can take it home to unvaccinated adults. So I think being able to protect this age group now is just very welcome news.
It's now up to the government's Vaccine Expert Advisory Group, ATAGI, to work out how the rollout will proceed, but January 10 has been penciled in as the date it'll begin. It's welcome news to Diane Giblin from the Australian Council of State School Organisations, which represents school councils and parents and citizens groups.
There have been families that have made representation for the need for young people at the ages 5 to 11 to be vaccinated, and we have had some that have been quite vocal about that not being the case. So there has been mixed reaction.
Back at the end-of-year piano concert, Richard and his son Archer are among those who still have concerns.
I think it should be dealt with a healthy dose of scepticism.
Do you usually have some scepticism towards vaccines in general, or more particularly this one?
I treat it all with caution, and I treat everything like that.
One thing everyone agrees here is that they all enjoy the music.
Annie Guest reporting there.